just have a little fun in the 6 o'clock hour. Let me tell you what's coming up here. We've got Joe Asher. We're going to talk to you. A very interesting gentleman here. He's the CEO of William Hill, one of the world's leading betting and gaming companies. And William Hill is going to be partnering with Grand Victoria Casino to offer customers a sports book and mobile betting platform. And that's coming our way soon. And we're also joined by our gambling editor of the Rokan Show, Mr. Richard Roper. He wears two hats on this program. He is the gambling editor, and then he's the film and entertainment and television editor as well. So thank you for all of that. And we'll do both of those before this is all said
That's
and done.
Correct. You know, I'm now literally wearing two hats.
That's weird. All right.
And two masks.
And also coming up this hour, we'll replay part of the interview that we did with Mr. Richard Marks earlier today, because he's got a big internet concert coming up on Sunday, 3 o'clock Chicago time, and he has some interesting thoughts. And does he ever have interesting thoughts? Okay, Joe Asher is with us right now. Joe, you don't have to sit around and listen to that. You're a busy man. This William Hill, which is internationally one of the biggest sort of bookmaking operations in the country, in the world, huge platforms in Europe, coming here to the United States now because mobile gambling and all the micro gaming and things like that are going to be hot here in America, as they have been around the world for the last decade or so. And so you are partnering with Grand Victoria. Tell me how that's going to work. Do you have to be geo-fenced if you want to do that once we go mobile here coming up, or can you do that anywhere in Illinois as long as you're going through that app?
Yeah, hi. We've been operating in the U.S. for 8 years, based out here in Las Vegas, where, it's kind of getting into summer, so it's a little warm. But, in terms of, and basically the way it works is once you register for a mobile account, you can then bet anywhere within the state. So you don't have to be in any one particular area. The law was just changed in Illinois, where it was supposed to be that you had to go and sign up in person at a casino. But within the last couple of weeks, the governor suspended that requirement, at least during the coronavirus period. You can go online, download the app, fund your account, and then start betting. Hopefully we got, some major American sports coming back in the next month or so that you can bet on. That's all obviously very fluid, but that's the way it works.
Right. So now currently I can go on the William Hill. And William Hill app in my app store that I can just go pick up right now?
There is, but not the Illinois app yet. So I'm going through the process with getting licensed by the gaming board in Illinois. In fact, I had my interview with the investigator just last week. There's a pretty rigorous licensing process in the gaming industry. The technology gets submitted for approval. But we're hoping to get it up and going, over the course of this summer. If you were in Iowa or in Nevada or New Jersey, the answer to your question would just be a simple yes. So coming soon, coming soon. Don't download the Nevada app. It's not going to do you a whole lot of good unless you happen to come out here.
Now, Richard, do you have as the gambling editor of the Rokan Show, you've availed yourself of these kinds of things. They're pretty interesting because there are so many different. For people who gamble a little bit on sports, maybe with their friends or even, a bookie, this is so much more interesting to do it legally on an app because you get to do this in-game, what is it called, micro-betting, Rich? Is that right?
Yeah, micro-betting. Now, Joe, will there be that kind of availability on the app eventually where we can not only bet on the game before it starts, but say make an adjusted wager at halftime or things like that? Will that be eventually available on the app, Joe?
Oh, sure. That'll be day one. I mean, we call it in-play betting. And so basically the way it used to work is, when the game started, basically the betting would stop. But it's changed now where you can bet throughout the game. What people tend to bet on during in-play betting is they bet on the outcome of the game or a defined subset of the game. So, baseball, since it's been in the news a lot lately, you know, you can bet, will there be a run scored in the next inning, yes or no, right? And so it takes, you know, a three-hour game and chops it down to a 20 or 30-minute game for you. So it's a very popular form of betting in baseball. You know, it started with, we used to call it first inning baseball, right? There'd be a line on the game. Then at one point there became a line on the first five innings, which was more of a pure bet on starting pitchers. And then it became betting on the first inning because, you know, people didn't want to commit to the whole game, so they just watched the first inning and they'd win or lose right there. And then, of course, as you would expect, that evolved into every single inning, which is the way it is now. So, you know, a lot of betting before the game starts, obviously, and also, but an increasing percentage is bet during the game itself, and the you know, the odds constantly update, you know, based on what's hot, what's happening at the time, as you would expect, right? I mean, if Chris Bryant, you know, he's probably one of the most popular guys in Las Vegas since he's a Vegas guy. If he, mm-hmm. you know, was up at the plate and he hit a grand slam, obviously that has an impact on the odds. So they update, you know, constantly.
Yeah. You do have an opportunity to bet on batters in the box. And I know in tennis they do that by game. That's one of the biggest in-game betting in Europe is tennis. It's kind of an interesting little tidbit because you wouldn't necessarily think about it, but you know, people who want to bet on things, I don't know, Joe, this is how it goes. I want to ask you really quickly, because you have such an amount of surface area that you have to protect in this, do you get the sense that there's going to be live competitive sports coming up, whether it's baseball, which is reporting to camp next week, or hockey, basketball, or even football this year?
I think we've got to get, obviously it's very fluid with the public health situation, but I think it's become pretty clear that, you know, this virus is going to be, you know, around for a year at least, right? And so, you know, we've got to get to the point where, you know, we just manage through it. We keep people as safe as possible, but, you know, do we really want to, you know, suspend all sports for a year or more? I think that's kind of hard to see, obviously, on, you know, there's the economic aspect of it for the leagues and the teams and the players themselves. So, look, I think it's a little bit touch and go, clearly, right now to get started. And, you know, the Hall of Fame game being canceled is obviously in the news today. But I think there will be sports. You know, there might be some bumps along the road. But, you know, look, the UFC has proved that you can pull it off. And you know, one guy gets the virus, it doesn't wipe out the whole card, right? It canceled his fight. But, you know, obviously NASCAR has figured it out now, and golf has started up again. So, you know, I think it'll happen. You see it happening now in Europe, by the way, too, right? Premier League is back, yeah. And German Bundesliga is back. And, you know, those are close contact sports as well. I think, you know, each of them are a little different, obviously. And there's complications to be sure. But I think we will get to see some sports, and I think that's good. I mean, I don't know how many times you can watch, you know, replays of old sports, and, you know, we kind of got through the Michael Jordan documentary, so we need something fresh.
Joe, I'm glad you mentioned that, because Rich and I would bet on the outcomes of those games while watching those. Yeah, so that
Kirk
was funny.
Gibson keeps hitting that home run on one leg. It's unbelievable.
It's going to be pretty great.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty good when you know the result, right? It's pretty
good. It helps. It definitely helps. And horse racing is also figured out. I know you're a horse racing guy, Joe, and it's that has done. You know, there are a lot of tracks are moving, and we've already, you know, we have one leg of the Triple Crown done. We'll have to see what happens. They say they are even going to try to put a crowd in for the Kentucky Derby. Now, I do not know how that is going to be even remotely possible, but they say that's what they're going to try to do. So let's just see what happens. Joe Asher, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. CEO of William Hill US. And let's hope that we get that app relatively quickly. Thanks for spending the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.